Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Terry Francona. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bryn Smith. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bryn Smith. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Carter and he is out, Flynn applying the tag. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Miguel Delon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delon takes first base on ball four. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delon. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Delon steals second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rainey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebner moves to third. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Smith. Hebner scores. Davis moves to third. Bowa moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey strikes out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little misplays the ball. That's an error on Little. Davis scores. Bauer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach strikes out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeLone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey hits a fly ball into center field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Little reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Rainey covering, for the out. Little moves to third. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Little scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dawson moves to third. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bryn Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-2 in the game. Rainey hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. DeLone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach moves to third. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Pete Rose pinch hits for Bryn Smith. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wallach scores. Francona moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, DeLone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Gary Lucas now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball towards left. DeLone settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on DeLone. Matthews moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Matthews moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland pinch hits for Mel Hall. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is walked intentionally. Gary Woods pinch hits for Richie Hebner. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Gary Woods. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with McGaffigan covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Keith Moreland now playing third base. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Stoddard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoddard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Smith now pitching. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dawson moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas pinch runs for Tim Wallach. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Andy McGaffigan. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.